This is Marilyn England welcoming you to Yoga American Style, and I would like to guide you through a yoga practice session. This lesson is for those who have had some yoga training and are familiar with the basic yoga postures. To loosen the spine, we are going to start with a rocking exercise. So sit on the floor in an easy cross-legged position and reach down and grab hold of the feet, and we are going to rock forward and back on the spine, rocking about 10 times. Inhaling as you rock on the back and exhaling as you rock forward, always coordinating the breathing with the rocking. When you finish with the rocking, just sit quietly in your cross-legged position. With as little effort as possible, come up into a standing position. We want to stand with the feet together and bring the palms of the hand together in front of the body, moving into the first position of the sun exercise. Sun exercise has a beneficial influence over the entire personality, for it is a complete combination of body postures, breathing, plus prayerful attitude of mind. Sun series is good loosening and preparation for the other yoga postures. There are 12 different positions that go to make up the sun, and we want to try to be as accurate as possible with each of the 12 positions. The position that we are in now, with the feet together and the hands together, is the first of the series. Let's bring the arms forward. Bringing the arms up, lean back and tilt the head back. Let's straighten and come forward, reaching out with the hands, drop the chest down, drop the head down toward the legs. The hand should be to the side of the legs. Slide the right leg back, drop down onto the right knee, lift the head. Bring the left leg back to the right, body straight, push-up position. Try not to hump or sag. Drop the knees to the floor. Drop the chest in line with the hands and the forehead. This is the cat pose. Drop down onto the stomach and lift off into cobra posture. The elbows will be bent out to the side, the head back. Curl the toes under and lift off into bridge position, dropping the heels down toward the floor and pulling the head back toward the knee. Bring the right foot forward between the hands. Drop the left knee down, head back. Bring the left leg up to the right, head to knee, having the legs straight and together. Bring the arms up, lean back, tilt the head back. Straighten and lower the arms. One, palms together. Two, inhale. Bring the arms forward, leaning back. Three, exhale, straighten and come forward, head to knee. Four, inhale, left leg back. Drop down onto the left knee and lift the head. Five, retain the breath, body straight, push up position. Six, exhale, drop the knees to the floor, the chest, the forehead. Seven, drop down onto the stomach. Inhale into cobra posture, the elbows bent, the head back. 8, curl the toes under, exhale into bridge position. 9, inhale, left foot forward, dropping the right knee down, head is back. 10, exhale, bring the right leg up to the left, head to knee. 11, inhale, coming up, leaning back. 12, exhale, and straighten. Two more times. 1, 2, back. 3, forward. 4, slide the right leg back. 5, body straight, push-up position. 6, drop the knees to the floor, the chest, the forehead. 7, inhale, into cobra posture. 8, exhale, into bridge position. 9, inhale, right foot forward. 10, exhale, head to knee. 11, inhale, coming up, leaning back. 12, exhale and straighten. Once again. 1, 2, back, arms straight. 3, exhale, come forward, head to knee. 4, inhale, left leg back, head is up. 5, retain the breath, body straight. 6, exhale, into the cat pose. 7, inhale, into cobra posture. 8, exhale, into bridge position. 9, inhale, left foot forward. 10, exhale, head to knee. 11, inhale, coming up, leaning back. And 12, exhale, and straighten. And to sit down, and to lay down on your back, and relax. As you relax on your back, keep the attention on the breathing. If you find that working with the sun exercise tires you out and the breathing is irregular, keep in mind that by controlling the breathing, in a matter of just a few seconds, it is possible to calm the entire body down. As you lay on your back, extend the arms to the sides so that the arms are out straight from the shoulders, and place the palm of the hands on the floor so that the arms are at a right angle to the body. Slowly lift your right leg straight from the floor, inhaling, exhaling, inhaling, exhaling. As you lift the leg smoothly, bring the leg up as high as you can, not bending that right leg, and keep the knee headed forward, not letting the leg rotate in or out. Keeping that right leg straight and keeping your right shoulder in contact with the floor, slowly cross the right leg over toward the left side as though you're going to bring the right foot to touch that left hand. Move slowly, keeping that right shoulder down. In this motion, it is more important to keep the right shoulder in contact with the floor than it is to be able to touch the right foot to the floor. Once in the position, be still and do several rounds of breathing. Here we have a twisting motion for the spine, a stretching motion for the chest and the shoulders. The motion also helps to trim the waistline area and has a toning effect on the hips and the thighs. Slowly now lift that right leg, bringing the right foot up toward the ceiling. And slowly lower the leg, slowly bringing the right leg down to the floor. When the leg is down, just let that leg relax. Let's lift the left leg, always coordinating the breathing with the motion. Try to make the breath audible to hear the inhalation and the exhalation. Bring the left foot up toward the ceiling, and then slowly drop the left foot over toward the right side. Coming down, we hold. Slowly lift the leg, bringing the left foot up toward the ceiling. And slowly lower the leg. With each motion, try to slow yourself down. Work in yoga should never be automatic. When that leg is down to the floor, just let the leg relax. With your legs straight and together, lift both legs, bringing the feet up toward the ceiling. And to lower both legs toward the left side, bringing the outer edge of the left leg all the way down to the floor. Lift the legs, bringing the feet up toward the ceiling. And lower both legs toward the right side, inhaling, exhaling evenly. Just because the motion might be difficult, don't tense up, don't hold the breath, continue to regulate the breathing. Lift the legs, Bring the feet up toward the ceiling and to slowly lower the legs to the middle. If you can, to bring the legs down and to hold the feet up just a short distance from the floor. If this is difficult for you, don't force or strain. Just allow the heels to come all the way down to the floor. And then once again, with the legs straight and together, lift both legs, bringing the feet up toward the ceiling. And slowly lower the legs. This time slowly, bringing the heels down to the floor. When the heels reach the floor, lower the arms, adjust the legs, and relax. Any leg raise motion where we are lifting and lowering the legs straight and together is good strengthening for the back and for the abdominal areas. As you relax on the back, keep the attention on the breathing. Yoga is as much a mental discipline as it is a physical discipline, and we must make that effort to keep the mind under control as we work. In our present society, yoga has achieved a high degree of respectability. Those of us who study yoga know that it enables a student to meet the stresses of modern life, and yoga offers a relaxation that can keep us free from disease and off the psychiatrist's couch. As you lay on your back, to bring the arms down alongside the body, placing the palm of the hand on the floor, and with the legs together, we're going to come up into the shoulder stand. So lift the legs, the hips, and the back. You might find it helpful to come into plow posture first, feeling the contact of the chin against the chest, having a straightness for the spine, and then from there, stretching the feet up toward the ceiling. In time, in shoulder stand posture, the chin should press firmly against the chest. The body should be straight from the shoulders all the way up to the toes, so that the head and the body are at a right angle. The more support we give to the back, the more we tuck the hips in, the more we tighten the buttocks, the straighter the body becomes in the posture. We'll be working with the shoulder stand for the next few minutes. Some of you might find that you're not able to maintain the posture that long. So if you tire in the position, simply come down and relax. If you're not able to hold a posture very long, you might find that to hold it just a short while and then come down and relax, and you might be able to repeat it 2 or 3 times. As we work in yoga, it is our control that is important. With any posture, it is better to hold a position for just a few seconds and to have control, the physical stillness, the control with the breathing, and the attention for the mind, than it is to hold a posture for 4 or 5 minutes and find that we are restless as we work. As you hold the posture, work to control the mind. You can concentrate on the breathing, or in shoulder stand posture, you can concentrate on the thyroid gland, which is situated in the neck. It is a thyroid gland that receives the greatest benefit from shoulder stand posture. In shoulder stand posture, keeping the legs straight, the back straight, and the chin pressing against the chest. Slowly lower just the right leg overhead, dropping the right toes toward the floor above the head. We want to keep the left leg perfectly still. Bring that right leg down as best you can, not moving the rest of the body. And slowly lift the right leg. Come back up to shoulder stand. Lower the left leg overhead, dropping the left toes down toward the floor above the head. Moving the body smoothly, coordinating the breathing with the motion. Slowly lift the leg. Come back to shoulder stand. Keeping the back straight and the legs straight and together, let's lower both legs overhead to move slowly and make those stomach muscles work. And slowly lift the legs, coming back up into shoulder stand to straighten the body in the shoulder stand position. And once again, let's lower both legs overhead, dropping the toes toward the floor above the head. This time coming down into plow posture, which we'll be holding. Once down to your most extreme position, just let the arms drop relaxed on the floor. And now let's slowly come down from the plow. Keep the legs straight and together. And try to feel each vertebrae press against the floor as your back comes down. Remembering that control is important. When your heels finally reach the floor, just adjust the body and relax. Should you feel any discomfort at all in the lower back area, just bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor close to the hips. If you feel any discomfort in the neck area, just slowly roll your head from side to side, relaxing the neck. Let's roll over on to your stomach and place the palm of the hands on the floor beneath the shoulder and rest the forehead on the floor. The legs, the feet will be together. For a backward bend, we'll be working with the cobra posture, doing the variation where we slowly lift the body up, coming up until the arms are straight. We'll hold the completed posture for a few seconds and then slowly come down. With your hands directly beneath the shoulder, the forehead on the floor, but slowly lift your head. You want to feel the nose and the chin brush by the floor. Keeping the chin close to the floor to stretch the chin as far forward as you can, arching the head back. Lift the chest and pushing on the hands, slowly bring the body up. If you can, lifting up until the arms are straight. If your back is quite stiff, you might have difficulty straightening the arms, so to lift off as best you can. Once into your extreme stretch, be still. Keep the heels together. Keep dropping the front part of the thigh close to the floor. In cobra posture, try not to hunch the shoulders, but keep dropping the shoulders down and back, giving expansion to the chest and the lungs. Keeping the head back, slowly come down. Try to curve the spine as much as you can. Inhaling, exhaling. Inhaling, exhaling. When the chin is close to the floor, slowly draw the chin in. And when the forehead touches the floor, just turn the head to the side. Relax your head. Relax your hands. When you relax on your stomach, the arms can be up or down, or if you want, you can even make a pillow with the hands and just rest your head on the hands, whatever feels comfortable for you. Let's place the palm of the hand beneath the shoulder and rest the forehead on the floor, the legs, the feet together. Working with your eyes closed, but slowly lift the head. Stretching the chin forward, arching the head back, lifting the chest, and pushing on the hands. Slowly lifting up. And holding the posture to keep your face relaxed and to keep the breath even. And slowly down. To lower the abdomen, the midriff, the chest. When the chin is close to the floor, to draw the chin in. When the forehead touches the floor, relax. We're going to work with cobra posture once again, and this time to work on your own, working at an even slower pace than we did the other times. We want to place the palm of the hand beneath the shoulder, rest the forehead on the floor, and working on your own, to slowly move into cobra posture once again. Maintain the posture as long as you can. And when you tire in the posture, slowly come down. And when work with the posture has been completed, just turn the head to the side and relax. This concludes our yoga practice session. When you're ready to work with the relaxation, just turn the cassette over. The procedure for relaxation is on the other side.